I'm pulling my driveway. We all know what that means. It's time to have to drive to work. Okay, so today's podcast is about today's podcast. It's very meta. So I did a podcast once before talking about drive to work. That was more of like a history of like how to come to be, and you know, I told the story of it starting and everything. So today I'm going to do a little bit different. I get a lot of questions about the podcast. There's a lot of people that don't understand certain elements of how I do it. So today is behind the scenes of Drive to Work, where I'm going to talk about sort of different things I do, tell a few stories. But anyway, this is a Drive to Work about Drive to Work. Okay, so the number one question that people seem to have is, so here's the thing that a lot of people seem to misunderstand is there's a lot of people that somehow believe that the driving to work is some sort of like flavorful excess I add, you know, like I'm in the studio with sound effects and, you know, but I swear with it, I am driving to work. If you actually listen to like, I do a very good sound of doing the sound effects because I'm actually driving to work. And Rachel right now is actually in the car with me. The other thing that people seem to misunderstand is how, like, my editing. They always say, hey, how about doing things extra? You know, can't you just edit out something? And I'm like, I do not edit. The way that I do this podcast is, this is like the lowest tech podcast possibly on the face of the earth. Is I have my phone, and I literally use the Voice Memos app on my iPhone, and I have my headset, and I turn it on. I start talking when I get to the to Rachel's school or work, depending on what the day is. I turn it off, and that's it. And if somehow I make a mistake between the start and the stop, then I will record it again. I'll do it again. It's not like I can make a small mistake and go, I'll just edit that out. There's no editing out. There's no, if I mess something up, it just means, I messed up for the day. Now, the interesting thing is, the number one reason that I redo a podcast is not that I make a mistake. So the way it works is, in the morning I will do the podcast. Normally I do them on Monday and Tuesday. But if I make a mistake or have to redo them, then I have time later in the week to do them. And so that is sort of key. But the number one reason that I'll redo a podcast is not because I make a mistake. Although, anyway, here's how it works. In the morning, Monday and Tuesday morning, and then later in the week if need be, I do it on the way to work. And then on the way home, my drive from work, I listen to my podcast just to make sure that I'm happy with it. Now, one of the things I do is, when I listen to my podcast, if I make a mistake, I count up the number of like just factual mistakes I make. And my rule of thumb is, if I hear three factual mistakes, if I say three things like, oh, that's wrong, I usually will redo it. It depends, by the way. If I really, really liked how the podcast went and I got a few facts wrong, I won't necessarily redo it. But, one of the things that's very interesting is in the moment when you're trying to come up with something, you know, you'll say something. And then somehow when I listen to myself, I always know the right answer. No, that's not, you know. Somehow without the pressure of doing it, it's a lot easier for me to remember what things are. But in the heat of doing something and trying to remember something, occasionally I'll just get the wrong thing. Now, if it's a multi-parter, sometimes what I'll do is I'll correct myself. I'll be like, I liked the first part, but in the second part I'll just mention that I made a mistake the previous time. I've done that a bunch of times. So I drive home and I listen to it. If I make enough mistakes, I'll redo it. Another thing sometimes is that the way the podcast works is I get up in the morning, and in the morning I have a bunch of different work-related things I do. One is, you know, while I get up and get ready. One is I do my head-to-head, which is the competition where different things fight off against each other every day. I do that once every weekday. I make my comic, The Tales from the Pit. And I have to figure out what I'm doing for my podcast. I would say that 99% of podcasts that aren't multi-part podcasts. Like if I'm doing a multi-part, obviously, you know, once I do part one, I know next I'm doing part two. But if you exclude the ones that are multi-part things, I mostly do not know what I'm doing on my podcast until the day I wake up. Like, I usually that morning figure out what it is. Now, how much advanced planning do I do? A little, depending on the topic. What's common for me is if, Like, sometimes I'll come up with my topic while I'm getting ready, and then while I'm getting the kids ready, I'll have a piece of paper where I'll just jot down ideas to, like, crystallize, like, oh, what it is I want to say, just to sort of give myself a little bit of organization. Other times I get in the car and I have nothing. Like, one of the big reasons I'll re-record something is I'll get in the car with a topic I like, and as I talk, I'm like, oh, I could have organized that better. That's probably the number one reason that I redo things is I could, I figure out that, like, oh, now that I've sort of walked through it once and understand the things I want to say, wow, that was not the right way to order it. I could order it better. So a lot of me redoing podcasts is just like if I just had a little bit more time and could have planned them a little better, probably I would have to redo less podcasts. But as is evidenced by the fact that I'm doing this while I'm driving to work, I don't have a lot of free time to do that. So now it amazes me. Like, it's funny because this is 400. This is podcast 400 and I don't know 20 something. It amazes me how many podcasts I've done. And one of the challenges now doing my podcast is when I'm trying to come up with a topic I haven't done before. Like, I have to actually search. Sometimes I'll search online and go, did I do that topic? And I have messed up a couple times. I've redone at least two or three topics where, like, I just forgot I had done it and I did it again. And at least it's a slightly different take on the topic, but still, I try not to repeat topics. But as you start getting into the 400s, it becomes trickier. The other thing that people may not believe is, and I kind of don't believe this, is I still, to this date, something I keep asking is, I want to get ratings to know how many people listen to each episode and to know which episodes are the popular ones. I still don't have that data, which is mind-boggling to me, but I still don't have that data. So a lot of my guessing on what people like is based on feedback. Like when I put out the podcast, people will respond. And now I have a rough idea of my numbers because I can look at the top charts in. So if you go to podcasts, there's games, and under games, there's other games. That's where we end up. And Drive to Work is often top 10 in other games. So I can look at other Magic podcasts, and some of them I know the people who make them, and I can talk to them and get relative numbers. So I know my numbers roughly based on sort of, you know, other shows that do about what I do. But anyway, the show is low technology. Okay, so people ask me all the time, how often do I say something I shouldn't say? And that's the reason that I had to redo the podcast. And the answer is that happens only a handful of times. You know, in fact, there's a few podcasts where I ended up printing the podcast where I kind of mid-saying something, catch myself, and realize that I'm playing in dangerous space. And in fact, there was one podcast, I'm trying to remember what I'm saying. There's one podcast where I kind of hem and haw, and people actually figured out from my hemming and hawing what I might be implying to, and they were actually right. Like, there was an upcoming set that we hadn't quite said something about, and my hemming and hawing kind of, oh, does he mean maybe this set would do that? And they correctly guessed that that's kind of what it meant. There is, the one I remember, and once again, I can't even tell you the full story yet because the thing I didn't say isn't yet public. But there was one podcast where I just happened to mention something that I was working on and just forgot that, like, nah, it's not a public thing. No one, we haven't announced that yet. That's not something that people know. So what happens is I'm driving. So what'll happen? So when I say I'm pulling in my driveway, one of my rules is I must actually be pulling out of the driveway. There's been a few times where I mess up, like, right away, and I literally will drive back to my driveway. You know, let's say I mess up and I'm just driving down my street. I'm like, I will go back. I won't stop and just start on the street. I will go back to my driveway because I want to say when I say I'm pulling out of my driveway, I am, in fact, pulling out of my driveway. That's the kind of standards I have. And so there's one time where I was driving. So the elementary school where my kids used to go, they now go to the middle school and high school, but the elementary school is not far from my house, but, like, just far enough that I'm not turning around and going back to start again. So if I messed up around the high school, around the elementary school, usually I'm like, okay, I guess I just messed up for today. And that is very frustrating because it's kind of the point where I'm like, oh, it's far enough away that I can't start over, but so early that I'm like, wow, Like, one of the things, one of the secrets about the podcast is I actually, like, it is, there are days in which I don't have a podcast, or I, you know, like, driving to work can be boring. I mean, I have a half-hour commute, and it's not a particularly, you know, driving half hour, that's a long time. And when I'm not doing my podcast, I listen to music or whatever, but it is, work, like, it just seems to take longer to get to work when I'm not doing my podcast and I'm doing my podcast. Because when I'm doing my podcast, I'm in my podcast, I'm, you know, like, I really found my podcast, one of the nice perks of my podcast for me, is that it really fills my time. That, like, for example, there's times I'm doing a podcast and, like, I get to Rachel's school and I'm like, whoa, how am I here? I'm not even remotely done yet. How did that go so fast? So I found that podcasting actually fills my time. So, anyway, so I'm driving from my home. I'm going down the hill from where I live, up on a hill. And I'm driving down the hill, and I'm basically at the elementary school. So I'm at the, you know, no turnaround point. And I say the name of the thing that I'm working on that's not public yet. And, like, I realize, it takes me half a second to realize what I've said. And then I look over and I see them at school. I'm like, I'm not going to turn around. And then I just start swearing. So somewhere deep in my recesses of my computer, I just start swearing because I was mad. Because I had liked the startup I liked how it had been going so far. I thought I'd doing a good job. And, you know, I'm going to mess up. It's one thing to mess up, like, close to work. And I'm like, okay, I messed up. I got to redo it. But whatever, I filled up most of my time. But it's like, oh, no, I'm not going to fill up my time at all. I ruined a perfectly good start. I'm at the point where I can't start over. And for whatever reason, I was just particularly, it upset me. So I just started swearing. And it is the longest probably recording of me that I know of where I'm just swearing. I probably was swearing for like a minute because I was just mad. I was mad that I messed it up. Anyway, of all the infamous tapes. So here's the interesting thing is, when I mess up, usually I just keep going. If the mess up's not a big mess up, if the mess up's like a tiny thing, I mean, sometimes, one of the things you'll notice, for example, is that I mess up my outro, as they say. I've gotten to Rachel's school, I've gotten to work. You know, that means it's the end of drive to work. So instead of talking magic, time to be making magic. I mess that up all the time. And people are like, wow, you never mess up the intro, and you mess up the outro all the time. Like, no. I mess up the intro constantly. Someday if I ever did edit, I have all sorts of messed up intros. You would think it's that hard to do the intro, right? I'm pulling my driveway, you know what that means. And I somehow managed to mess, I've messed that up. So I'm in my 420-something show. I probably messed that up 50 times. But the thing is, if I mess it up, I just stop, I pull forward, and I do it again. So, like, you never hear me messing that up because it's right at the beginning, so I just start over if I mess it up. But my ending was like, okay. And the problem is, if I mess up my ending but I like the show, I'm just like, okay, whatever, I messed up my ending. I'm not going to redo it if I like the show. So I'll be driving along. If I mess up, I usually try to work through it if I feel it's not too bad to mess up. One of the tricks for you guys at home is, one of the ways you can time to tell sometimes I messed up is there's a little bit of a pause, or I keep talking, but I'm talking kind of very blankly because I'm trying to figure in my head what I'm supposed to be saying. The actual number show. Oh, the other reason that I will stop shows is, and this, by the way, this is probably the number one reason why shows, I stop a show, is I'm talking and I realize that either I have picked a topic that I just can't fill. Like, sometimes I'll pick a topic, and then I get into it and I'm like maybe 15 minutes in the topic. I'm like, I have said everything I have to say on that topic. What, I have another, 15 plus minutes to go. I got nothing else. And I'm like, okay, I'll just stop it because I'm like, I don't have 15 more minutes of material. Or sometimes what will happen is I'll start doing a podcast and due to factors like traffic or whatever, where, there's, it just takes, like, I have a long, like I picked out a topic that I have 30 minutes on, And then due to traffic, I have like a 45-minute commute, and I'm like, wow, I just don't have that extra time. So there's a bunch of podcasts where, and the thing that happens is when I realize I'm abandoning a podcast, I don't just stop. I kind of like announce to, like, for some reason, I always finish my podcast, like, I explain on my tape why it's not going to happen. And I don't know why I do that, because no one's ever going to hear that. But, like, it's the kind of thing where I'm like, oh, yeah, there's extra traffic today. And, you know, yeah, this topic probably wasn't worthy of 45 minutes. And thanks to, you know, a car accident on the 405, I'm not going to be able to do this today. So, I guess I'll see you tomorrow or whatever, and then I'll finish. I always do an outro for when I'm abandoning it. I don't know why. So the other thing is that, sometimes one of the things that to me, like, while I'll do a little bit of planning, meaning I'll do a little bit of structuring. One of the things I enjoy about the podcast is I kind of have fun seeing where I go. Like one of the things for those who don't know my background, in college, for example, I started and was in an improvisational troupe, where that's where you get up on stage, you have the audience give you suggestions, and you make up things on the spot based on the audience suggestions. And the audience knows it's being made up because you're using their suggestions, so obviously you couldn't have prepared the material. I've done a bunch of things like that where I enjoy, like what one of the stories I tell, I think I told this in one of my columns, is when I was planning my wedding, I kept putting off writing my vows because I felt like I wanted the vows to sort of have meaning. And I think I felt like if I wrote them and practiced them, they would feel rote and less from the heart. So I didn't write my vows. I actually did them on the spot at the wedding, which most people would not do. But a little insight into me that I kind of enjoy the liveness of things, of sort of like one of the reasons that's the reason I enjoy this podcast is I enjoy picking a topic and then kind of see where I'm going. I mean, not that I don't plan or not that I don't have a little bit of structure into it, because I will. And sometimes the reason I redo it is the structure. But it is always fun to see what kind of things end up. Like today, like I knew I was going to talk about my podcast, and I had a few ideas of stuff I might want to mention. I just figured, like, where is it going to go? What can we talk about? Another big one was guests. So one of my goal is I like having guests. If I could have guests all the time, I would have guests all the time. Guests are great. The problem is because I'm literally driving to work, it is hard to get guests. What guests have I had? So Matt Cavada used to live very close to me, now lives less close to me, although still in the same city. So Matt has driven me a bunch of times. And Matt's the only one where he legitimately needed a ride to work. Like, I often will take Matt to work. And I sort of said to Matt, I go, okay, I'm doing a podcast. Do you want to do this podcast with me? And Matt said, oh, sure. And then he enjoyed it. And so usually when I take him to work, I'm like, do you want to do, you know, because he and I don't, we don't write in all that much. So most of the time when he and I go to work, we'll do a podcast. Obviously, if you haven't heard him for a while, that just means I haven't given him a ride for a while. Like, Matt hasn't been on the show for a while just because I literally have not given him, it might be about a year. I haven't given him a ride in a while. Also on my show, Ethan Fleischer drove to my house one time to do the show. And Melissa DeToro, she drove two times to my house to do shows. And one of the things I'll do sometimes when I have guests is I'll do to and from work just to max, like, to get more podcasts with them. One of the reasons guests are so awesome, by the way, is, like, one of the strains of doing the show is, like, there's only so much I know. Like, I'm one man with one, you know, and I have a wealth of information. I've worked on magic a long time. So, I mean, I have a lot of stories about magic. It's been my life for, you know, coming up in 22 years. But the cool thing about having a guest is that I can then just do something that, like, I can lean on them to do material that they know. Like, that's one of the things I say to my guests when we pick topics is, I go, pick something you know. Pick something you'll have fun talking about. Because, you know, I would much rather lean on somebody and their knowledge and things that I wouldn't. What I want to do is make a podcast I wouldn't make, because that's, you know, let's make something I wouldn't make. Now, numerous people, by the way, keep telling me they want to do my podcast. And I'm like, okay, drive to my house. You can do my podcast. I have a list, actually. I have, like, there's, like, 10 people have all said they want to do my podcast. And they all of them have a standing invitation. In fact, I'll say this to any R&D people that are listening now, or any Wizards people listening now. Standing invitation. You want to drive to my house, we will do a podcast. In fact, we'll do two podcasts, because I'll do one driving home. And be aware, I live, like I said, I'm half an hour away. I'm a bit away. So for most people, like, it's a trek to get to me. So the people that have done it, you know, hats off. Now, the other people that have done podcasts have been my dad, my mom, and Rachel, my oldest daughter. I think what happened there was, first off, my dad, we had to do something where I was driving him, and I think he needed the car or something, and so I said to him, hey, you know, we're going to drive to work together. Do you want to do this podcast? And he said, sure. He's like, oh, sure, well, let's try it. And it ended up being really nice, and people liked it a lot. And so my mom, my parents got divorced long ago, I guess had heard that I'd done with my dad. So what happened was, my mom gets in the car, and I say to my mom, I there's a bunch of rules and things that I say about, you know, we're doing a podcast, things to keep in mind. And one of the things I say is, I will list some things you're not supposed to do. Just some things, some general rules of things. You know, some of them are simple, like, you know, swearing, or sometimes there's, you know, you can't say things that aren't public knowledge. And, you know, there's just a bunch of rules of things you can't say. So I get my mom in the car, and during the course of that drive, she breaks, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 of the rules I had said, and a couple of them she broke multiple times. And we get to work, and she's like, how is that? I go, yeah, I can't use that, Mom. So on a different time, on a different visit, we did it again, and it worked. And so I did her thing. And then Rachel's funny, because Rachel started this new school, and I ended up, so now I have to drive her to school. And I realized, I mean, most of the time what happens is, Rachel, I think, like right now, she sits on her, she has her phone, she puts her earpiece in, she's listening to music. If you listen real closely, sometimes she plays it loud enough you can hear in the background, if you listen closely. Also, on a few occasions, at least one recently, she's gotten a phone call, usually from my wife, and she's talking while I'm on the phone, and, you know, she's, while I'm doing the podcast, you can hear her talking in the background. Usually it's from my wife, because my wife, when I'm podcasting, I have to turn off, like, one of the things is, the second time I ever did a podcast, the very first one I ever did was Tempest. That was when I was testing it out and seeing if it worked. But the first time I was doing it, or the second time I was doing it, I'm in the middle of it, I'm just saying witty, fun things, and the phone rings, it's my wife, and I'm like, oh, well, that's the problem with recording on your phone. If somebody calls you, it shuts off so that you can talk to the person. So what I do now is, I put in what's called airplane mode, so someone can't call me. So if my wife needs to get a hold of me now, she'll get a hold of Rachel, because Rachel's in the car. But anyway, Rachel tends to say to herself, but every once in a while, it's fun. It's like, okay, you know, I've done a bunch of, and I think Rachel has fun being on the podcast, but, you know, she doesn't do it all the time, but I've done a couple, I did one where I sort of, like, meet my daughter, and then I did one where I was trying to demonstrate how non-Magic players, like, how easy it is to not understand what words mean, so I used her for that. And then we do replies with Rachel, which is a follow-up on Mailbag with Matt, where I like doing mailbag columns. But the problem is, because I'm driving, I can't read. So I need somebody else to be able to read the things to me. And then, so one of the things that's become funny is, because Rachel does it with me, we get a lot of questions, like personal family questions. People are trying to get Rachel to answer, you know, like, what's your dad like? When, whatever, you know, can he cook on the grill? Or whatever weird questions they ask. So the replies with Rachel, and the thing is, Rachel gets to pick the questions, and so she has a tendency to pick the more personal questions just because she knows the answer to them. And then the magic questions, she'll sometimes skip, and I always have to, like, okay, come on, we need some magic. This is a magic podcast. You have to give me some of the magic questions. So, here's another interesting story is, so when I first started doing the podcast with somebody else, I still just had the headset, and, you know, the idea was, well, you can hear Matt. But the problem was, I was loud and Matt was quiet. And it doesn't make matters better that I'm louder than Matt. So eventually what I figured out was, the key was to give Matt his own microphone, or give my guests their own microphone. And the answer there was, I finally figured out is, I could do a splitter on my phone, meaning that I could split the output. I think the reason the splitters exist is so two people can listen to music, but it also allows you two people to hook into microphone. So now I have the technology that when we when I have a guest, we both put on headsets and I plug them in. And that's why the audio, if you, I don't know if you noticed from the old shows, but the audio when I have a guest is much better. Now I came up with the idea for a while that it might be fun to call people and do interviews while I'm driving, calling, talking to people. The problem is the phone doesn't let you do that for, you know, I guess recording conversations is a big no-no. So if it would let me do that, I would love to do, like, you know, phone-in things. I thought that'd be a cool way to sort of interview people that'd be hard to get them to the car, but people that could at least, you know, be at their desk at a certain time or something, I could call them. If anybody knows how to make that happen, I've not figured out how to do that. If I could do that, that would open up the show and I would do more phone interviews. The other thing that I've been trying to do with the show is I've been trying to mix up the kind of podcasts I do for a couple reasons. One is just different people like different things. I like to sort of, you know, be able to give people different kinds of stuff. The other reason is I'm trying to, like, I have to fill up so many shows that, like, just having lots of different content is good. Now, remember, when I first started the show, what I originally thought the podcast was going to be was just me talking about set designs. If you go back and look at the first, I don't know, like, 10 episodes, they're all just set designs. Like, oh, let's talk about Ravnica. Let's talk about Tempest. It's just me sharing stories. And then I quickly realized that, and remember, when I first started the podcast, I was doing it once per week. And then what happened was I kind of was enjoying doing them, so I just did them more often, and I started stockpiling them. And then it got to a point where I was so far ahead that I decided just to... I did a month where I put up two as a special, like, two-for-one month or something. I was trying to catch up. And then what I realized was that I was doing enough of them that doing two a week, I wasn't catching up. And so I'm like, oh, I can just do two a week. So I changed it to two a week. The other thing that it's interesting, by the way, is the way the process works is on Fridays, I get sent the links for the podcast. So I post my, for those that don't know this, I post my Drive to Work podcast on Friday on my Twitter, on my Tumblr, and on my Google+. And so if you want to hear my podcast as soon as possible, it's there. It's also posted to iTunes. So if you are registered to iTunes, that all gets posted on Friday. And then the following Monday, I always post it in my column. So for those of you that listen through my column that want to be earlier, if you listen to my social media, it is I actually put it out 3 days earlier on Friday rather than Monday. And usually because it happens on a Friday, if there's a mistake with it, if I find out right away, I can call in. But if I don't find out till like Friday night, I have to wait till Monday till the technical people are in to help me fix whatever problem it is. Sometimes things get mislabeled or something, or... stuff on iTunes sometimes will get posted slightly incorrect, or sometimes there's a bad link because it's missing a letter or something. But anyway, if you want to hear earlier, that's the way to do it. Also, it's on iTunes if you registered iTunes. I think iTunes gets it on Friday as well. The other thing I often get asked is I keep a list in my phone. I have a list of topics people have requested. So the reason why I might not do a topic, there are a bunch of topics that are there. Here's the reason. The number one reason I won't do a topic is I don't know if I have 30 minutes. And not even 30 minutes. I kind of need to have 30 minutes with the ability to stretch a little bit if I need to because there's traffic. Meaning it's ideal if my topic is something that I could talk 45 minutes if I had to. Although I will take things that I have 30 minutes of material, knowing that I'll just stretch a little bit if I have to. Although some of them, if it gets really long, I have to abandon. Another reason I might not do a topic is there's some topics that it is hard for me to talk about. Like, when I do my column, I can do all the research I need. Like, if I'm going to talk about it, I can look it up. There are some columns where I need to do the research to make sure I have the facts right. And so eventually, sometimes I'll get to do the research. Like, there are certain topics where I know I've been wanting to do them for a while, and finally, you know, I get a little chance to do a little bit of research so that I can get the facts correct. Also, sometimes there's things in which there are stories that are delicate. So, like, there are stories that I might be able to pull off in my column because I can take the time and nuance to sort of tell the story correct where off the top of my head, like, I mean, one of the things I'm trying to do is I want this to feel personal. I think, like, I'm a big person. There's a thing when you study communication, it's called the medium is the message, from a guy named Marshall McLuhan, talking about how the kind of story you tell is influenced by the kind of medium you have. Meaning that what a movie is, and like, part of the experience of a movie are the factors of what make a movie, and that influences like how you interpret a movie is different than how you interpret a TV show, because a movie is just a different experience than a TV show. You know, a movie, you're in a dark room with a giant screen surrounded by an audience, where TV, you're most likely at home with the lights on and, you know, often doing something in addition to watching the TV. It's just a different experience. So one of the things I've been trying to do is I have a bunch of different ways I interact with the public. And I try to maximize each one so that each one is, like, for example, my column is really good at being precise. Because I get to write it, I get to rewrite it, you know, I get to, you know, have a very, like, if I want to explain something, that's just the place to do it, where I can be, you know, if I want to talk history in a more technical sense, that's the better place to do it. You know, likewise, like if I'm on my blog is a little more personal, but it's give and take because I'm responding to people. And what I try to do is answer questions that I know will get more questions so that I can sort of, you know, work off themes for the day and stuff like that. You know, when I look at stuff like my comic, for example, that's me doing more one-liners and trying to make fun of things. And that's a little more humor-oriented. Even something like head-to-head, I'm trying to sort of, you know, take different things and see how people think about them. You know, like each one has its own role. So the role of my podcast is I want you to get a sense of me. Like, this is me unfiltered. This is me not thinking, you know, like everything else I do, like even a tweet, like I'll write it and then I'll think about it. Like, do I want to post that tweet? Do I want to rewrite the tweet? Is that tweet right? You know, I'll think about it. And this is me unfiltered. This is me. I mean, sometimes I'm too unfiltered and you guys don't hear me, but it is me talking as like, if you want to get a real sense of what I'm like, the podcast is what I'm like, because, look, I'm just talking. This is me talking, and, I mean, obviously, I am being professional stuff, but I'm, if you want to get a sense of, like, how my brain works, this is how my brain works. I'm just talking to you guys, and I, you know, like, my goal of this is I want my podcast to sound like you are sitting next to me in the seat, and I'm like, we're just talking while we're driving to work. That's kind of the mood that I want. I'm like, you know, hey, fellow passenger, you know, you ever heard the story about, you know, you ever heard the story about the split cars? You go, yes, I've heard that 20 times. I want to have that sort of conversational tone. And so a lot of times the funny things is the reason that, like, the podcasts that I'm happiest with are the ones where I feel like I hit my topic, I said things I wanted to said, I feel happy with my presentation, and it had the tone that I wanted. Like, for example, one of the things that happens is, and this is another way where I abandon something, is sometimes I'm doing the podcast and I'm like, it's just clear to me that I'm not into it. It's clear to me that, like, maybe I have the material, but I'm not making compelling content. Like, there are a bunch of things. So I think I talk about, like, oh, I have a topic, I try it, and if I fail, then I redo it the next day. Sometimes I give up on it. I tried and I'm like, it might not be that it's not enough content. It also might just be, I'm not compelling. I'm not excited. Like, one of the things I want to do is I want to be exciting. Like, I have a pretty high energy level, I've noticed. I want to talk about things I'm excited to talk about. I want to talk about things that make me go, oh, listen to this. You know, and what I try to avoid is like, okay, I guess, what else could I talk about? You know, and every once in a while I'll do podcasts where I get on topics where, like, I thought it'd be a good topic, and maybe I have 5 or 10 really good minutes, and then maybe I have 5 or 10 stretch minutes, and then, like, I bore myself. In fact, I have a few podcasts where I start getting, like, you can tell that I'm entertaining myself when I do this podcast, because I'll be talking, like, sometimes I'm talking my podcast, and that I switch out of I'm in podcast mode to me explaining in podcast mode why this podcast won't work. Like, sometimes, you know, things are going and it's boring, and I'm like, okay, that is boring. That is boring, Mark. I don't think they want to hear this. In fact, I don't think they're going to hear it. You know what? They're not going to hear it because this was a bad podcast. I'll do stuff like that. So there's a lot of editorializing. So that's when I know that part of this is me entertaining myself, because there's really no reason for me to, in podcast mode, explain why there's not going to be a podcast, which nobody but me is going to hear it. But I do entertain myself as such. And the other fun thing for me is, one thing that I love, sometimes you tell when this happens, is where I plot things out and then I'm talking and I remember something that I didn't plot out, but like it's perfect, and I get excited because I'm like, oh, that's really, really good. And the other thing that I love to do, by the way, and I don't do this all the time, but I love to get to topics that, like, when you hear me excited, especially when I get extra excited, I'm honestly extra excited. I don't fake excited. I don't even need to fake excitement. I'm easily excited. And so some of my favorite podcasts are the ones where I just got really into it. Like one of my favorite podcasts of all time was, there was one podcast where I was talking about the future, and I was just really excited because we had all sorts of cool stuff coming. I mean, we always have lots of cool stuff coming. And I just went off on this little rant for like a minute about how awesome the future was and how much exciting things. And a whole bunch of people I remember like clipped it and stuff, and just it was just me being super emotional about how excited I was. It was just a nice little clip of energy of like, wow, you should be excited about magic. Look how excited Mark is about what's coming. Get lightning in a bottle. I just was really excited and I captured it, and it was a neat thing. So those are the kind of moments that I really enjoy. But anyway, I'm now driving up to Rachel's school. So I hope that today. See, the funny thing is, after this is done, I'm going to have to listen to this. This is a weird one where I have to listen to figure out, did I like it or didn't I like it? I mean, obviously, if you're hearing it, I liked it. But this is the kind of podcast where I kind of meandered and talked about a bunch of things, had a few stories. I'm like, was that good enough? You know, so I will listen to this later today to figure it out. But if you're hearing it, I liked it. So anyway, I'm now here. So instead of talking magic and talking drive to work, it's time to be making magic. So I'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.